Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government has been urged to urgently institute a transparent investigation into the healthcare sector. It found suspect in the brutal rape and murder of a 16-year-old pupil of Kamulanga Secondary School has been arrested. South Africa has criticized the U.S. amid reports it could receive white Afrikaners as refugees as early as next week. That's in international news. And in sports news, a Mumbwa resident has won the grand prize of 500,000 kwacha in BetLion's Mabwana Mega Giveaway competition.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Chris Wanji. Alliance for Communication Action has called on the government to urgently institute a transparent investigation into the healthcare sector, which a particular focus on the delivery and distribution of medicines are in. Senior Programs Officer Florence Siska emphasized the need to decisive action against all individuals involved in the illegal diversion of drugs. Ms. Siska warned against scapegoating low-level actors such as young salesperson who may simply be employed in pharmacies linked to powerful corrupt individuals. She described such arrests as cynical and an insult to the intelligence of Zambian citizens. She insisted that the government's response must target the entire corruption chain, especially senior officials within the Ministry of Health and healthcare facilities. Ms. Siska stressed that the government's handling of this issue should go beyond speeches and have measures designed to let the public quickly forget, calling it instead of comprehensive and sustained accountability. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has started dismantling all illegal billboards and legally installed billboards that are non-compliant across the city. Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe says the local authority has observed with concern the proliferation of illegal billboards as well as non-compliant legal billboards whose owners have defaulted on payments. Mr. Nyambe explained that this increase is in illegal and non-compliant billboards, which has resulted in significant revenue losses for the council. He said that the council therefore finds it necessary to enforce regulations, remove illegal billboards, and ensure that legal billboard owners adhere to payment schedules, size specifications, and placement regulations. To easily conduct this exercise, Mr. Nyambe said several illegal and defaulting billboards have already been identified and marked for cutting in the central business district along four major roads in the city. Lusaka's Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simbata has announced the arrest of the prime suspect in the brutal rape and murder of 16-year-old Blessing Meleki, a pupil of Kamulanga Secondary School. The tragic crime occurred on the 6th of March 2025, sending shockwaves throughout the community and the nation. Blessing went missing after being sent by her mother to purchase charcoal, sachets of water and tomatoes. A lifeless body was later discovered near Laxon Mapushi police post within the Kamala South Secondary School premises with evidence of sexual assault. In another developing story, Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki has pressed the Independent Broadcasting Authority for their recent visit to Luano District in Central Province, where they conducted a public sensitization meeting at the Luano Town Council Chamber. Speaking during the event, Mr. Meleki commended the IBA for its vital regulatory role in the broadcasting sector. He highlighted the urgent need to expand radio coverage in Luano Valley, where many communities face limited access to information due to poor network connectivity. He described Luano Valley as one of the areas struggling with network challenges as in efforts to ensure our development messages reach all citizens. IBA board member Oliver Kanene reaffirmed the authority's commitment to enhancing professionalism and compliance within the broadcasting sector. He also noted that the IBA is dedicated to working closely with all stakeholders to improve the industry. During the visit, the IBA delegation led by board members Oliver Kanene and Lazarus Makasa-Lombe, alongside Acting Director General Susan Ndimungu, took the opportunity to raise public awareness about the authority's mandate and function. In international news, South Africa has criticized the U.S. amid reports it could receive white Afrikaners as refugees as early as next week. A document seen by the BBC's U.S. partner CBS describes the potential resettlement as a priority for President Donald Trump's government. However, the timing has not been publicly confirmed by the White House. In a statement published on Friday, South Africa's foreign ministry described the purported move as politically motivated and designed to undermine South Africa's constitutional democracy. In February, President Trump described Afrikaners as victims of racial discrimination in an executive order opening up the prospect of them to resettle in the U.S. The South African authorities said they would not block the departures of those chosen for resettlement, but that the government had sought assurances from its American counterpart and that those selected had been fully vetted and did not have pending criminal charges. South Africa reiterated that allegations of discrimination against the country's white minority are unfounded, adding that crime statistics do not indicate that any racial group has been targeted in violent crimes on farms. Still in international news, the head of Liberia's Doctors Association has been banned from practicing medicine after a regulatory body said it did not have evidence of his initial medical degree. As part of qualifications audit, the Liberia Medical and Dental Council, LMDC, asked Peter Matthew George to provide his professional certificate. In April, the LMDC told Dr. George that it had revoked his license as he had not given satisfactory proof he had graduated in medicine from the UK's University of Hertfordshire, as he said he had been claiming. Dr. George has disputed the LMDC's findings. He told the BBC there was a bias against him because of his advocacy in the row between doctors and the government. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and what will be at the Lusaka. Number one hit station. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
A Mumbai resident, Peter Zulu, has won the grand prize of 500,000 kwacha in Bet Lions Mabwana Mega Giveaway Competition. Overwhelmed with joy, Ms. Zulu said she initially thought the notification of her win was a scam. She noted that the grand prize would significantly improve the living standard of her family. The competition also rewarded other winners. El Simwaka drove home a brand new car, while Abraham Zimba, David Sihoka, and Daniel Singoi each received brand new motorbikes. All winners expressed their excitement and gratitude for their prizes, speaking during the announcement ceremony held in Lusaka. Red Lion country manager Pandi Kakube highlighted the company's commitment to rewarding participants nationwide, emphasizing the value made by BetLine, which places on its customers. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the lunchtime news. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here's a recap of the headlines. Government has been urged to urgently institute a transparent investigation into the healthcare sector. A prime